Thank you, Commissioner Ford. Good afternoon, everybody. Just a couple of things to update you on. The City Commission has been, and the community has been working on a number of longer-term policy and planning-related issues. We'll start the formal development of the Manhattan Development Code. So that is the marriage, if you will, of the zoning ordinance as well as the subdivision regulations into a new formatted code. And that will begin through the Urban Area Planning Board and the City Commission in the month of November. So we look forward to that. There's been a lot of discussion and participation by the community as well as the strategic plan with the Crossroads MHK. So we appreciate everybody's input into that process. That will also start formally here in November. Just some construction updates. Fort Riley Boulevard is open. That's been a state project there at the Wildcat Creek Bridges. So if you've been avoiding that area of the community because of that, you now might want to take that way because it has less obstructions there. The Rosencutter at the intersection to the south is still closed. They've got some finished work to do there, but we're back to four lanes and a nice great new bridge there at Wildcat Creek with turning lanes. Actually, if you're going west, the turning lane for Rosencutter starts on the bridge. So that's a big, long and improvement there. Some new traffic signals as well. So we look, we're pleased that that's back open just as we closed Kimball Avenue between North Manhattan and Denison. So that project will be getting started. That closure is going to be permanent there for into next summer at least is what we're anticipating, where we'll partially open it back up to traffic. But looking, and one of the reasons we did a lot of work with Riley County to do Marlette and Denison and the college intersection, so we'd have at North Manhattan, so those routes would help alleviate the traffic. We are monitoring intersections on our signals to give more turn time out at Marlette and TCB and other locations. So if you see some longer lines forming, again, we're trying to monitor and we can adjust those signals accordingly. We've also got on Kimball Avenue out at Candlewood. So that area is starting to wrap up. Schilling got most of the asphalt down Friday, and so that project is going well. They've got a little bit more asphalt work to do and some the median concrete brick paving to put in and then striping. So hopefully weather permitting, they'll make some good progress there this week or next and get that back open for folks to utilize as well. And then still quite a bit of activity in Aggieville. Aggieville will be a focus area for quite some time. Working there at 14th and Anderson, some limited lane closures there as we're replacing some utilities as well as new signals there at the 14th and Anderson intersection as well as 14th and Laramie, doing some new curb and gutter and sidewalk, putting in new pedestrian crossings that haven't existed before there at 14th and Anderson on the east side. That's all continuing, and if our weather holds, we should get that back open here in 2 to 3 weeks also. So that's going well. Still planning to have additional work in Aggieville that will focus on Manhattan Avenue. And that'll start on the Fremont side of things later this fall and several different phases as we rebuild Manhattan Avenue through Aggieville from between Fremont and Bluemont. And lots of utilities to replace there, new water lines, sewer lines, stormwater, as well as individual connections of those utilities of water and sanitary sewer to all the businesses. So planning to do that in phases to try to minimize that disruption.